This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been going through a little something recently. I probably say too much TMI about what's going on in my life. But you guys know that I got two teenagers. Well, one is, he's already 19. So I got a 19 and a 17-year-old. And they used to always want to hang out with mama, right? I'm like, you want to go here? You want to go here? You know? And when my kids need something, you know, they'll come with me because, you know, like, oh, well, maybe she'll buy my gas, right? Or we'll take my car. I'm like, really? You're going to drive your mama? Oh, but we need to stop and get gas. I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're only driving with your mama, so she buys gas. Same thing with going to eat. I had to stop by JCPenney, and they're like, oh, we'll go with you, Mom. Yeah, we miss you. I'm like, really? And can we pick up some shirts? I end up walking out of there and spend a few hundred dollars. I'm like, wait, I got snowed on that one. Okay, so the one thing I'm noticing with my kids is that when I do go, look, you know, you want to go work out with me, you want to go for a walk, you want to, you know, go to a movie with me, or you want to whatever, like, nah, I'll pass. I'm like, you don't want to hang out with your mama? No. And mind you, I didn't want to hang out with my mama as a teenager. But I get a little nervous that I am going to be old one day. And I know some of you are like, well, you're old now. Okay, well, I'm going to be older one day. And my kids aren't going to want to hang out. And I think I'm pretty cool. All right, maybe they don't use that term anymore, cool. Right? They definitely don't use the word hip. I don't say hip. But I think I'm pretty cool. I think I'm pretty fun. And I get it. They don't want to hang out with me. But I think one of my biggest fears, if God forbid Corey ever leaves me, is I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to be alone. Now, I got lots of friends, thank God. And, you know, I got lots of peeps. And I got people I can hang with. But I think one of my biggest fears is being lonely. You know, and I didn't realize that. You know, I've never been lonely because I've just always been very extroverted. And even if I do start to feel that way, I don't even take the time to acknowledge that's what's going on. I'll just pick up the phone and start calling or texting somebody. So I never feel that. But I could totally see it happen. And the reason why we have kids isn't so much to propagate our genetic material. It's so that somebody's around for us later. I mean, I see my relationship with my mom. I love my mom, but I don't hang out with her that much. Why? Because, you know, I don't want to guilt trip and, you know, I don't want to talk about a lot of the things she wants to talk about. And I'm a very, very busy girl and I hang out with her, but not to the extent that I want to. And I don't want to be like that. You know, I want to know that if I'm lonely later and I call the kids and I go hang out with me, they don't do this. Really? Gosh, I guess. But don't talk. I did that to my mom once. I'm like, I'll take you to the movies, but you can't talk. I did that to her once. That was bad. But again, because she'll talk in the movie. She'll, like, in the middle of the movie, just start talking out loud. Everyone's like, shh, and I don't want her to do that, right? There's no reason to provide commentary during a movie in a movie theater. I love her, but that's what she does. I'm starting to do the same thing, too. I do that. That's another little secret of mine. I'll, like, recognize somebody from a show. And I'm like, oh, that was the guy from Blood Diamond. Or, you know, that's the guy from This Is Us. And that's from, you know, all. And you know, my husband doesn't care. He's just trying to watch a movie. But I'm like, no, that's him. And then my kids hate it when I talk because I'll, like, you know, come up with the answer. You know, like with Knives Out or something like that. I'm like, oh, he's the bad guy. And so they hate that. So anyway, apparently a couple studies have come out. One said 75% of Americans are lonely. This latest one, coming out of America by Cigna, looked at 20,000 people, and about 47% said they always feel alone, or they sometimes or always feel left out. Okay, now we know what's causing that. Okay, people feel left out because everybody on Facebook and Instagram are showing what they're doing, and whether they're going to Thailand or whether they're going to Fiji or Hawaii or they're going to a restaurant or they're going to a concert, and you're like, okay, well, my life sucks. And we really have to stop that, because I think social media on one end helps fight the loneliness, because you could have friends at a moment's notice. I mean, you could log on and have a huddle of people that you can technically hang with at an instant, but it's empty. And when you see what everybody's doing and they're like, well, gosh, you know, I didn't get invited to that party, or I didn't go to that fundraiser, or, you know, no, I've never been to Fiji. You start to feel left out and you start to feel lonely. And when you see a group of people go somewhere and you thought you were in that group and looks like you weren't, again, you feel lonely. And so one suggestion I have, if you're feeling lonely, is to get off social media, get off of it, and actually do what we used to do in the 1950s or 60s or 70s or 80s or even before that. Okay, join a club. You know, there's a gentleman's club that is really, really cool. I wish I could join, but I'm not a guy, and I need to be a dude. But this is a group of guys, and they are so flippin' cool, and they get together, and they do charity work, and they raise money. I actually get to go this Saturday. It's going to be a poker tournament. I get to play poker. I'm kind of like the poker player in the family. So we're going to be playing poker for charity, but there's clubs out there where there's groups of guys or groups of gals that get together and they do things. Going to church, I think your church, temple, or mosque, or whatever, you know, offers, they want people to hang out, and, you know, they want people to, you know, bridge relationships and, you know, not feel lonely. And so I think, you know, using your religion, if you have one, is, I think, very, very helpful. They say, of course, the older you get, you know, when you're over 75, that's when you really feel the loneliest. Not a lot of people want to hang out with 75-year-olds. I don't get that. I would hang out with Betty White and Kirk Douglas in a heartbeat. I mean, no problem there. So what else can you do? You know, when you're older and you're starting to kind of, you know, lose, I don't know, grips on having friends and relationships, I would start taking a class. I would go back to school. I mean, think about it. When were we our most popular? When were we our most busy and surrounded? It's when we were in school, okay? Because there were students. So do that, all right? But it is a shame, because I think being lonely is something that we all fear, and it hits a lot of us, and then it causes depression, can cause a lot of heart issues. They even say it could, you know, cause Alzheimer's. So there are health issues with loneliness. All right, so I hope that helps. Don't go away. Right back, 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason for making it work on the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys do not listen live and you listen sometimes to one of our delayed broadcasts, but you have questions to ask, so we do have an answer line. Let's go to that now and get your questions. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, hi. You were speaking about fevers causing strep throat and then causing issues with heart valves. I actually had strep throat a while back, diagnosed with strep throat, and then diagnosed the next day with myocarditis due to the strep virus. How is that possible? And B, is that related to in any way quote-unquote scarlet fever? Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, that's a great question. No, sorry this happened to you. So, yeah, so strep throat is a bacteria caused by streptococci. And what we get concerned about with some individuals, it's not everybody, is sometimes the immune response that you get from some of the toxins that we get from the streptococcal bacteria can inflame the heart. Now, a myocarditis is a little different from an endocarditis. Endocarditis affects the inside of the heart, like the valves. Myocarditis affects the myo or the muscle. So when your inflammatory response was trying to fight, your antibodies was trying to fight the bacteria, it caused damage to the muscle of the heart. And we don't know if it's because it's toxin produced. There's a the group A beta hemolytic strep toxin. There's a toxin produced by that that can cause, you know, in scarlet fever, the rash and the fever and you know, the other symptoms. But it can also induce your immune system to go so, shall we say, dramatic that it affects other body parts. And so, you know, I think there were studies back in the 1950s early on that identified that heart muscle, such as what happened with you, could get affected after having a really, really, really bad sore throat. And it's frustrating to think that something so simple as a sore throat in this day and age, where we could sit there and, you know, take an antibiotic, could cause something so damaging. So, yes, it is in a way related to scarlet fever. It happens in, you know, young kids between, you know, 5 and teenage years, so 15 maybe. And we don't really see this a lot of times younger than 3, but we do see it in the teenage years, and we can see it older. It's one of those things where we as doctors learned that if somebody does have strep, true strep throat, we don't mess around, and we will give you an antibiotic. And so, unfortunately, though, even if you do get an antibiotic, you could still get some of the sequelae like an endocarditis or a myocarditis. It's rare, and what happened to you is rare. But, you know, pathophysiologically, it's basically your immune system, as it's fighting the strep toxin, it inflames the heart and the valves of the heart. And so that's what happened there. You know, they've even found links between having strep throat and with kids, ADHD and Tourette's and other neuropsychiatric disorders. So, you know, strep throat is a real, real nasty bug. And it might not kill as many as others have done in the past, but it can. So, you know, usually most people do fine. Most people get over pretty good over, you know, the next few days. Some even recover without antibiotics, but we don't mess around. When it comes to antibiotics and strep throat, it's the one condition where we do. Now, the problem is many people think they have strep. They'll call up telemedicine or they'll go into the urgent care and they'll go, I have strep. And now that we have a issue of over-prescribing medications, the provider isn't allowed to give it to you unless you fit the criteria, have that look, or if they swab you. Now, where this starts to be a huge disconnect is the cost of healthcare. So, you know, we were people like me in my generation of doctors where I graduated and opened up my practice in the early 2000s. Doctors like me were getting sued left and right. I luckily never got sued, but doctors in my generation were getting sued left and right for missing something and failure to diagnose or delay of diagnosis. So we would do the antibiotic, we would do the test, and medicine cost so much that by the time Obama got into power, he was able to pass the ACA very easily, and Ian Pelosi and Sebelius and Harry Reid, and so the ACA ended up changing things in our healthcare system. Where, okay, now we need less money being spent in healthcare. And it worked. Less money is being spent in healthcare because we have less, we have people with high deductibles. And if you have a high deductible, your insurance doesn't kick in. So like me, I just don't go. I just don't go because it's going to cost me too much money. I have insurance, but that doesn't matter. It's going to cost me as if I don't have insurance. So I don't go. But we have a huge epidemic of drug-resistant bugs. So there was a push, especially the last, you know, maybe 8-9 years, to write less antibiotics. That doctors would get penalized if they write antibiotics when they don't need to. Now, I don't know if the lawsuit started to protect us, but as guidelines came out, doctors are like, well, look, you know, you put this in writing, I'll follow it. And as doctors start to become more employees, we're starting to notice a little shift with lawsuits because it's not a doctor that runs their own practice, it's an entity. And suing an entity is a little harder because, again, they have lawyers and they have rules and guidelines, and if the doctor followed the rules and guidelines, it's harder to sue. And so we've made these guidelines on when you can write an antibiotic. Unfortunately, medicine and people aren't guidelines. Okay, there's an art to it. All right. Technically, strep does not come with a cough. But have I seen kids, right, who had an upper respiratory infection, had a cough, right, or was coughing up the drainage and discharge from their throat, actually have strep throat? I have. So I urge people to be seen in person, get tested. But you see, now, again, here we are trying to save money. I mean, if we really want to save money, we'll let people treat themselves with an antibiotic, but then that'll give rise to drug resistance, so we don't want that. So now what's happening is you're going to the doctor, and you're being tested. So that's costing money. And then if it comes up negative, no. You know, you're going to do symptomatic measures, etc. But it costs you more money than if you were able to, you know, back in the olden days, just have a doctor call something in. So it's a little frustrating because I don't see us finding a happy medium on what we're supposed to do. Right now, the pendulum is swung where it is almost impossible to get an antibiotic. And I get nervous about that. You know, it's also almost impossible to get cough syrup with a little bit of codeine. Now, I'm not a big fan of people getting codeine. But the one thing I'm noticing, which is really, really frustrating, is people will come in having a cough for 2-3 weeks. And it's getting thick, and they're miserable, and they're up all night long, and the more they cough, the more they continue to cough. And bronchitis is out there, but what did we used to do with bronchitis? Well, we used to give you a little cough syrup with a little bit of codeine, or what we used to do is give you a little brandy or whatever as grandparents and whatever, and then it would calm the cough, quell the cough, you wouldn't cough throughout the night, and then you wouldn't be as inflamed and irritated the next day. And we're seeing more and more people cough longer. So as we try to improve and as we try to progress with medicine, we put ourselves back more. You know, I see that with skin infections. Some people are calling me on telemedicine where their leg looks almost completely, you know, red and swollen and weeping. And I'm like, why didn't you, you know, go in and get an antibiotic? They said, no, they just gave me a topical. They didn't think I needed an antibiotic. Well, now this person needs to probably go on an IV and be in the hospital for a few days. We talked about that Georgia teen who ziplined and wasn't given antibiotics after she cut her leg and it was sewed up. She kept coming back going, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. They go, well, yeah, it's a deep wound. Yeah, but it doesn't look infected. The skin looks clear. Skin looks pink. Well, the problem is the infection was so low. And then it spread across the fascia. She had a necrotizing fasciitis, ended up going into sepsis, losing a couple of her limbs. Why? Because, again, the doctor wants to save on antibiotics. So corporations are now telling us doctors what to do. And mind you, I like the fact that I have something to fall back on because patients get so mad when they go, oh, yeah, I need an antibiotic. And I'm like, no, you don't. You know, because people are so prone to, you know, going to an antibiotic. And mind you, look, I get it. I've had infections where within hours of taking an antibiotic, I feel better. Now, I don't know if it's a placebo or I don't know if it's the antibiotic starts to help my immune system such that the immune system calms down a little bit. And when the immune system calms down a little bit, I don't feel as sick. I don't know. But that doesn't mean that's the right course of treatment. And the big thing that, you know, people don't really understand is sometimes we have to suffer a little bit in order to make sure that the world is a better place later, meaning we don't have, you know, our kids or great-grandkids dealing with an infection that a simple penicillin shot won't cure. So that's kind of where we are with medicine. 1-877-DOCTOR. When we come back, we'll talk about impeachment. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are drafting formal articles of impeachment against President Trump. Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham reacts to the announcement.
The abuse of power is by House Democrats, not the President of the United States. They've abused their power to investigate. They created behind-closed-doors hearings in the Intel Committee. They denied the President's counsel a right to participate.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says Trump will be charged with abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Congress will be debating this on the floor beginning on Thursday. U.S. airlines are predicting that more than 47 million Americans will travel by air over the holidays. According to the Airlines for America, an average of 2.6 million passengers will travel every day until January 5th of next year. And in a developing story, police in Jersey City, New Jersey, say they're responding to an active shooter situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the Democrats have unveiled two articles of impeachment against Trump. And they are charging him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. This is going to be the third impeachment of a U.S. president in history. The announcement of impeachment articles marks the culmination of a very, very fast-moving investigation, according to CNN, into the president's dealings with Ukraine and represents, they say, a historic choice for lawmakers with less than a year before the next election. Boy, did they have to rush to get this one through. So the six House Democrat chairs who have led the investigations against the president include House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as Adam Schiff, and they were formally introduced by House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler. They say, today, in service to our duty to the Constitution, to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, the Democrats charged that Trump abused his office by pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals ahead of the 2020 election while withholding a White House meeting and $400 million in U.S. security aid from Kiev. And they say that Trump then obstructed the investigation into his misconduct with a blanket blockade of subpoenas and refusing to allow key senior officials to testify before Congress. So to impeach a president is a big, 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 big move. He's not going to be removed from office because the Senate has to vote. It's not happening. But that doesn't stop Congress. You know, one thing about Congress, and I may not agree with what's going on with the whole impeachment process, but the one thing I do agree in terms of what Congress does, whether it's a Republican-led Congress or a Democratic-led Congress, is if you think you're not going to make it because of a majority, you still at least try to put forth, let's say, a bill or something like that. I don't know how I would, fare in politics if, I'm in a, controlled Congress and I'm like, but I want to do this. I'm like, yeah, but it's not going to be voted, so don't. I just can't sit there on my thumbs. But my only issue with this is I still don't see the evidence. And I have heard of other presidents doing so much worse that it starts to make you wonder, how much of a witch hunt this is. Now, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said the evidence against Trump was overwhelming and uncontested. And they argued that Democrats cannot wait for the judicial branch to rule on the witnesses and documents the Trump administration is, quote, blocking from Congress. So Schiff is a Democrat from California. He says the argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. I'm not sure what that means. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? That's what he says. Despite everything we have uncovered, the president's misconduct continues to this day, unapologetically, and right now. So what happens next? Well, from what I understand, Donald Trump already slams. He will, from what I understand, participate in some form when the Senate has to now try the impeachment case against him. The White House announced Monday that the administration has expressed confidence that the president would become exonerated. They said the announcement of two baseless articles of impeachment does not hurt the president. It hurts the American people who expect their elected officials to work on their behalf to strengthen our nation. The president will address these false charges in the Senate and expects to be fully exonerated because he did nothing wrong. That's according to Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said in a statement. So we're not really sure what the president will do in terms of defense. White House counsel Pat Cipollone met with Republican senators about impeachment earlier this month. Trump has already launched his defense using Twitter. He is also going to hold a campaign rally in Pennsylvania, where the impeachment will likely be one of the main topics. I'm dying to hear what he says about it. The White House focus on the Senate now really bothers me here because I'm like, okay, we got bigger fish to fry. I mean, what are we doing about health care? What's going on? I don't understand how all this time and money, I mean, we are paying for these people to do this. Now, for those of you that don't like President Trump, you're excited. You're like, yay, this is exciting. This is great. This is, this is going to help get the president non-reelected. For those of us that like Trump, we're like, okay, can we let him do his job? All right. The economy's good. All right. We feel pretty safe overall. What's going on here? So the Democratic-controlled House is expected to take up a formal impeachment vote next week. It is expected to pass because they hold the majority. But then the battle moves to the Republican-controlled Senate. So it does show you where, thank God we have checks and balances, but it does show you how perilous it could be if a House and Senate are both one party. If they don't like the president and they have, what they think is proof of something that is impeachable, it doesn't necessarily have to be a crime, the president could be out. So a vote to convict the president requires a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Republicans hold 53 out of 100 seats. Very unlikely any Republican senators would cross party lines and vote to remove the president from office, which means if the Senate does vote, they're only getting 47 votes, and that's not going to be enough. So technically, the Senate is supposed to begin a trial immediately, but it's unlikely the chamber will start the proceedings before January. And so, again, that two-thirds vote allows what that two-thirds vote does, and it shows you how our founding fathers were brilliant, because they knew if there was a party control of the Congress that things could happen. Well, you would have to have, you know, people on the other side, or, you know, people that were on the side of the president vote against him in order to make impeachment happen. And so that seems more likely if somebody did something seriously, seriously wrong, like in Nixon's case. So the Senate is going to start their trial probably in January. And again, you know, the Democrats want this to hurry up because we've got the election coming up in 2020. But I, you know, I'm frustrated because, and you know, maybe I don't really understand everything that all presidents have done in their office, and I don't understand what proof is there and what proof isn't. But, you know, when politics is, you know, gets to the point where we know that the Democrats hate Trump. We know that. I wouldn't say a bunch of Republicans hated Obama, but there was a lot of dislike for Obama, too. So, you know, obviously each party doesn't like each other's president. We get that. But to take time away when, you know, when, I mean, even with the whole Clinton thing with Monica Lewinsky, was that really worth our time? You know, to go through the whole impeachment process. And I'm not as deep in politics as I could be. I don't want to be, because I could see how passionate you could get and wanting to be on the winning side. And the reason why I kind of refuse to fall into that is because, one, is I see the BS, and I know a lot of Democrats and Republicans hang out, and they're friends, and a lot of this is a show. I mean, wasn't Trump friends with the Clintons for the long time, and aren't Bushes, the Bushes and the Clintons friends? Don't they hang out? So, you know, one is it is a game out there, you know, and, you know, politicians are friends with each other because they're all, you know, they have money and the kids go to school together. And what was it? Somebody, like two people were dating on either side of the aisle. I don't know. But, you know, one is I don't want to fall into that trap. But two is, you know, I see what happens when people lose. I mean, I remember 2004, somebody came into my office, new patient, because Bush won. He needed antidepressants. He needed antidepressants because President Bush won again. And I'm like, why are you so depressed? Well, because he's going to be our president. I mean, was it really that bad? You know, I bring up Obama's presidency a lot because for me, you know, I did get the shaft on that one. And, you know, as much as I don't want to, you know, disrespect the president, I think the ACA killed any, you know, any hope for what medicine was supposed to be. So I'm very, very frustrated. And yes, I blame him. You know, but was he the most horrible president? Come on. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Okay, the Patriots are back in the news. Right, they're always in the news. Remember Deflategate? Well, now they're in trouble for inappropriately filming the sideline during a Bengals-Browns game. Now, the Patriots play the Bengals this Sunday, I believe. And isn't the Bengals one and, well, I don't know where the Bengals stand, actually. I don't know what their standing is, but my guess is they're not doing too well. Whereas the Patriots are still number one in the AFC East, but Patriots got their butts kicked the other day by the Chiefs. Let me just see where the Bengals standing is. That is, They are
1 and 12. So why would they be filming? Why? The Patriots did acknowledge that their video crew was filming the Bengals sideline this Sunday. But they were explaining that it was for a segment on the team website. The team claims it was granted permission by the Browns, but mistakenly failed to tell the Bengals. So the crew had to turn over the footage to the NFL. Now, I don't know if you remember the Spygate scandal from 2007. Didn't Belichick have to pay $500,000? Belichick was fined $500,000, and the Patriots were docked a first-round pick of the 2008 draft after a team employee was caught recording unauthorized footage from the Green Bay Packers and New York Jets. A league investigation found 8 tapes of game footage and written notes on scouting information accumulated over the 7 previous seasons. So Belichick says he didn't have anything to do with this. But the Patriots did confirm that a videographer captured shots on the field. This was on Bengals sideline on Sunday at First Energy Stadium. Now, according to the Patriots, the advanced scout in the press box for the Bengals loss to the Browns was being filmed for a series on employees that is featured on the team's website. A Bengals team employee spotted New England's videographer filming Cincinnati's sideline for the entire first quarter. So, So a statement posted on Twitter said the Patriots said that a 3-person crew for a web series entitled Do Your Job had inappropriately filmed the field from a press box as part of a feature on the scouting department. Filming took place without specific knowledge of league rules. Then, of course, Belichick denied this. We have absolutely nothing to do with anything that they produce or direct or shoot. I have never seen any of their tapes or anything else. This is something that we 100% have zero involvement with. So are they involved with the Patriots or not? Now, I find it really, really hard to believe that the Patriots are at all worried about the Bengals. But I don't understand why they had to do Deflategate. I just don't get it. They say the six-time Super Bowl champion coach insisted that the Patriots football operations staff knows what the rules are, and we are 100% in compliance. So, in a statement, the team admitted that while it was granted credentials for the crew from the Browns, the home team, our failure to inform the Bengals of the league was an unintended oversight. So, when confronted, the team gave all the footage over to the league and fully cooperated. So, I'm sure they could figure out, pretty easily if it was something that they shouldn't have, done. I'm sure, if it was just simple, we're just filming the game. But I don't understand why the Patriots keep coming up in these stories. The Patriots were guilty back 12 years ago of using equipment to videotape an opposing team's offensive or defensive signals. Belichick did admit to a mistake in his interpretation of the rules. He has denied using the footage to gain an in-game advantage. So, we were just talking about the Olympics and Russia and how, Russia may not be able to compete, although athletes who aren't technically representing Russia could still compete. But, the concept of cheating, you would think we learned this in kindergarten. And I'm not saying the Patriots cheated. I don't know what's happening with this. You're innocent until proven guilty. But it allows us to talk about cheating. Okay, a lot of us cheat. And we cheat for different reasons. I cheated in school. Not because I was really worried about grades or competing or whatever. I had cheated in high school to show professors I could do it, to get away with it. And I told you guys about what I did. Don't ask. I was stupid. But I actually, the teachers. So basically, I was really, really good at making little cheat sheets where you could put answers, that you're studying for the test. You can put a little piece of paper. And we were getting 200 vocabulary word tests a week. You'd get 20 new vocabulary words. You'd have to know the definition perfectly. And then you were tested on the previous one. So every test would test you on 200 words. And so I remember coming up with a cheat sheet that was, we were talking Guinness Book of World Records, brilliant cheat sheet. And I was showing my other classmates before the test what I did. And I was loud, like I usually am. I'm like, you guys, look at this. Is this the best cheat sheet you've ever seen? Well, of course, the teacher had walked in, comes over, and he grabs it from me. I'm like, oh, come on. You have to admit that's a work of art. And he's about to throw it out. I go, no. Can you please let me at least put it on the board? You have to admit this is a work of art. Look at what I did. Look at the time I took. He's like, I don't care, Dahlia. Just hurry up. I got to do the test. So I took some tape. And I taped the cheat sheet up on the chalkboard. All right. So, you know, he passes out the test and, you know, he was probably in a good mood. Well, the other day I had found opera glasses in my grandma's house when we had to clean out my grandma's house after my grandpa died. So I brought those opera glasses to school. And when he starts to survey the room in the middle of the test to see, you know, to keep an eye that none of us are cheating or whatever, he sees me with the opera glasses trying to look at the cheat sheet on the chalkboard. He stands up, he rips it down, screams, grabs my opera glasses, I never got them back, yells at me. And I go, okay, come on, I was just joking. And again, I was class clown, so I got away with a lot of this. And I knew the stuff, I just wanted to mess with them. And so that's what I did. I did it to mess with people. In medical school, I did the same thing. We had a thing called mystery slide where you had to sit there and look at a slide on a under a microscope and then answer a whole bunch of questions with it. It's called mystery slide. I'm like, this isn't no mystery to me. Well, I used to get a lot of check minuses in the class for some reason. So I went into the teacher's book. And I took a pen of a different color, and I changed all the check minuses to pluses. Because your grade could be check minus, a check, or a check plus. So I used a red pen to make all the black check minuses plus. And that's cheating. But it was so obvious, right? And again, it's because I wanted the teacher to know that I could get into his grade book at any time, and I could change my grade. Now, I did study. I mean, I knew my stuff. And the reason why I got away with all this is because I knew my stuff. I had good grades. I knew the material. You know, I was getting check minuses because I was dinking around and I would put smart aleck answers on there. Like, I don't know what I said. Like, you know, if they asked, what causes the cell to reproduce or what has to incite the cell to reproduce? You know, and I put a, you know, comment about Jean-Claude Van Damme, being shirtless or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, and so those were my answers. So, of course, I'm not going to get super high grades. But when you're at that level where, I mean, you've been Super Bowl champions and all that, I don't know what the heck happened, but we'll keep you guys posted as we get more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.